up to another good, good morning. Time to go. Oh, we are all looking for adventure. We are all looking for adventure. We are all.
Welcome back to the 3x5 Life podcast. Here's my mom and dad.
On this podcast, we talk about mindset, mindfulness, productivity, and everything self-development. That was our beautiful daughter, Hadley, coming in, teaching them young.
She was feeling left out because way, way back, Nash did a little intro to our podcast one time, and she remembered it and then wanted her podcast debut.
And I don't know how she remembered that.
I don't either, because she remembers everything.
Yes, she does. So, we're getting to some fun stuff today. We had a little master's trip like 2 weeks ago.
We did. We went to the master's in Augusta.
We did. And I'm heading to Oregon here with some buddies. So lots of travel for the McFarlands recently. But in between all this travel, well, this travel helped encourage us to
go on a journey of an intermittent. Well, it's kind of it's a fasting mimicking program.
Yes. So I did this program, Dr. Walter Longo. I think he, 2018-ish is when he came out with this program called ProLong. Dr. Walter Longo, holding up his book right here. He is the leading scientist on longevity from Southern California. So he's kind of the leading authority. He's done the podcast circuits, really diving deep into fasting, into longevity. And he came out with this program called ProLong. And all proceeds from this fasting program actually go to further research on longevity. So it's not some like money-making scheme. It's actually for a good cause. But it's fasting mimicking. So I don't know if you want to explain kind of what that is.
So the fasting mimicking program, and the reason why we chose this one versus a different program, Brian has tried it before in the past, yep. But I think pretty much every spring we do, or I do, some type of cleanse or something to just kind of like let go of the toxins and the heaviness of the winter and just kind of like bring in some new feelings for the spring. And so we picked this one specifically because you are still allowed, or you still are able to eat food and certain types of food throughout the process. It's all plant-based. It's very low carbohydrate. It's high in protein. And it mimics fasting as if you weren't eating. So it keeps your ketones and some of your levels and your sugar and your blood sugar in the range that would happen if you were doing a true fasting without eating.
Yeah. So it's kind of being like you're eating about 800 calories a day. So you're still getting enough substance in your body so that it doesn't make it miserable. And I'm just throwing out percentage here, but you're getting 90% of the benefits of fasting mm-hmm. through the process. And it's still not easy.
No, it's absolutely not. But I wanted to like backtrack and kind of talk about why we decided to do this. Brian kind of alluded to the fact that we had been traveling and we'd been, you know, eating maybe the way that we weren't supposed to be eating, or, you know, drinking a little bit of things that we weren't supposed to be drinking. And so we came home just kind of feeling extra heavy. But I think more importantly, a lot of times in the winter, we develop some habits that maybe we don't want to carry into the nicer weather. So we're eating richer foods, and that's natural because we're kind of in hibernation mode. And so our bodies are craving those things, and it's totally okay. But with spring and the seasonal changes, when you have, in Ayurvedic talk, you're going into the kapha season, which actually in the spring is very moist. There's a lot of moisture and there's a lot of like water, and kapha is a water sign. And so we naturally have like a heaviness, and our bodies really want to start eating clean, and we start craving cleaner foods. But what happens is that heaviness, like that heaviness hangover of winter, kind of stays with us. And so a lot of people in spring will feel fuzzy brained and like foggy, and they'll feel extra heavy and lethargic. And that's the leftovers of that winter. And that's that kapha energy and that imbalance that happens in spring. And so although the weather's nice and we see this growth and renewal and recharge, and we want to feel that joy and happiness that the season brings, that heaviness kind of holds us back a little bit. So this cleanse is a perfect opportunity, and any type of cleanse in the spring is a perfect opportunity to just reset your system. And that's ultimately what this does. Yeah. It takes your cells, and it gets rid of all the dead, dying cells, and it just rejuvenates it with healthy cells in your gut, in your body. It gives you more energy. So we can talk about kind of our journey and how we felt.
Yeah, and Walter Longo, I still remember this image, and I'm probably going to not give it justice, but he was being interviewed, and he was talking about the fasting process in your body. And he's like, let's say you have a train going down the track, and you run out of coal that you're feeding the engine. You know, what are you going to do? You're going to go, you know, take the loose bench, you know, that has a missing leg and throw that in the fire. You're going to take all the weak parts of the train and burn that first before the sturdy parts. And that's kind of what's happening in the human body. It's the weak cells. It's the dying cells. It's the beat up cells that you're burning through the fasting process. And that always kind of resonated with me that, you know, that's what's happening internally. And you're going to get the benefits of that through this process.
Mm-hmm.
So how was our experience, Jessica?
You know, I got to say, like, overall, it wasn't horrible. I think that...
First off, you have to pick a week strategically that you don't have a ton going on.
Yeah.
You don't have dinners out with friends or big lunch meetings or, like, you have to be...
2.5-hour tennis camp.
Yes, that was not a good thing to have.
That was not a good choice for me.
So it's not... So you don't have, like, excuses halfway through, like, oh, I have to do this. Mm-hmm. So really be strategic about the week you pick. Don't just start and be like, oh, my gosh, I forgot about this thing on Thursday when I'm 4 days in.
I think it also helped that we did it at the same time because that takes out, like, if I was just doing it, then having to come home and cook dinner every night for him and the kids. And so pick a time maybe or a partner that you can do it with so you can commiserate together while you're going through it.
Yeah. So I'd say day like two, I started getting kind of foggy brain. Everybody says day three is the worst. And I would have to agree with that of the 5 days.
They start to, you're limiting your calories. You start day one with, I think it's like 1,100 calories, 1100 which is pretty typical. Like that, you'll feel good. Like you'll feel like you're eating, you're not hungry, you're not starving.
Mm-hmm.
Day two, they start to take your food away a little bit. So it reduces the calories.
It's the same amount of calories the rest of the time.
It is for sure.
Yeah. But it's like they give you different things and you might like things from day three over day four. So sometimes it feels like you're not eating as much.
No, yeah, I agree. But what I was saying is that, like, it's a slow progression, but you're right, that day two, then leading into day three, you feel a dip in energy. You aren't supposed to exercise on this. You're supposed to just kind of like a rest and digest type of situation. So I unfortunately had something scheduled that I was exercising, which didn't help, but I could feel my energy. And like Bri said, like, my brain was kind of foggy. My stomach didn't feel like perfect. Like it felt like I was like working through some things in my gut. But then by day four, I woke up and I didn't even feel like I was that hungry anymore. Like I felt like I hit this threshold where it was pretty awful. And then I started to feel really good.
Yeah, you almost get these waves of like euphoric energy,
yeah.
I would say. Then you have some lows. But for the most part, day four and five, you feel pretty good.
And this is without caffeine. So we usually do have caffeine in the mornings in some fashion.
Yeah. And they say that you can have about 140 milligrams of caffeine. So like maybe a cup of black coffee a cup of black tea, maybe a small cup of coffee.
Yeah. I wasn't really drinking much caffeine though at all. I was having herbal teas, maybe a tea here and there. And so I thought that maybe some of my symptoms were also as a result of that, but I had energy that fourth and fifth day that felt as if I had had a cup of coffee, which I wasn't drinking.
Yeah. And then you're supposed to, at day five, kind of transition out. So kind of eat some light foods, maybe a smoothie, some bland rice. And I went full burrito Brian.
Yeah,
if you do prolong, I do not recommend having a massive burrito at the minute you can eat again.
I mean, the purpose, and I think one of the long lasting things, and this isn't advertised necessarily, but it shrinks your stomach in a way that makes you feel full quicker, right?
Yeah.
So it's supposed to establish eating habits and a lifestyle of eating habits where you're listening to your body and you're eating food for nutrition and nutrients, and you're not eating just to eat. And I mean, I've said after every meal I've eaten since there, I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm over full. Like I feel like I'm eating. And so I need less food to feel full, which is a great practice for being mindful in your eating.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And I mean, you do lose some weight. I lost about 8 pounds in the process. Jesse lost four. And another good thing to just keep in mind, though, is if you guys choose to do this program or are interested, is to keep yourself distracted. You know, I mean, especially on day three, there was an event I went to, which I didn't have to eat at this event, but I wasn't going to go because I thought it was going to be low energy. But it really helped me get plow through day three, because, you know, I was interacting with people, and that distraction actually helps when you're kind of in the throes of it.
I just think, you know, long story long is I feel like this is a doable way to do a cleanse. I think spring is an amazing time for you to jumpstart that renewal system in your body, let go of the heaviness, start welcoming in lighter, airier foods so that you can set up for summer and transitioning into summer. I've done juice cleanse in the past. I've done different types of cleanse, detoxes, all kinds of things. And this felt very doable. Everything's given to you in a box. You don't have to think about it. You don't have to prep anything. It was pretty straightforward. I didn't feel like I was depriving myself or creating habits that were going to, like, I don't know, hurt me in the long run. Like, sometimes your stomach and your digestion can be kind of funky after a cleanse. Like, I think that if I was recommending one, that this would be one that I would definitely suggest. So it's the Prolon Fast. In fact, my sister-in-law is a nutritionist dietitian, and she uses this in her practice for patients, insulin resistance, all kinds of things for diabetic patients, just to like reset their systems. It's low sugar, so you stop with the craving. I haven't had a sweet, like, I usually like a piece of chocolate or something after dinner. I haven't craved any type of sugar, any type of chocolate. So if you just feel like you're kind of stuck in a rut, which I think all of us kind of do after the winter, we just thought this would be a great thing to talk about. We weren't planning on talking about it, but halfway through, we both were like, we should talk about this. We both feel really good. And even my favorite thing is the clarity of thought. I feel like afterwards, I was able to focus better. I was able to be more present. I was able to formulate thoughts and ideas without jumping to the next thing. I felt like I had monkey mind all the time. And even I taught a grad class yesterday, and I felt like my thoughts were more succinct, and I was able to actually communicate what I wanted to communicate. Mm-hmm. And I attribute that to the work that we did with the cleanse. So.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to try to do this every spring and fall.
Yeah, I would like to do it three times a year, but definitely spring and fall for right now.
Yeah. And
like any seasonal change, I think is good.
Yeah. So if you guys have any feedback, want to dip your toe in, have any questions, reach out. But we hope you enjoyed this episode. Go out there and do your spring fast.
There you go. Take care.
Bye.
See ya. We are all alone.